The tarnished American image in France that the Le Monde journalist just spoke about might be cleaned up a bit by an exhibit that's opening in the French city of Cannes. It's the first official exhibit outside the United States to deal with the September 11th attacks. Cannes is in Normandy, near the site of the D-Day invasion during World War II. There's already a memorial there to fallen Allied soldiers, including Americans. The World's Jerry Hatton attended the 9/11 show's opening.
On a spiral staircase winding up through a patchwork of rising panels that simulate the World Trade Center ruins, police radio chatter blares from speakers. This is a highly stylized rendering of Ground Zero on 9/11. The on-the-scene feeling has a singular purpose, to touch people emotionally. Visitor Christine Girard is moved. This professor from Toulouse says she remembers exactly where she was on September 11th, in class with her students, when the news came that something was happening in New York.
I lived those events, although from a distance. And I think it's a good thing our young people can come here and learn what happened. I brought my own daughter today. They should always remember September 11th.
The rest of the exhibit is just as intimate. Visitors see video footage and photos, hear testimony, and view personal items found in the wreckage. There are victims' recovered keys, parts of crushed cars, a fireman's boot, a policeman's badge. During the inauguration, Mark Schamming of the New York State Museum said organizers chose Normandy because here, U.S.-French solidarity remains strong.
When we talk about Normandy to most Americans, they feel a sense of trust and belonging. There's a special attachment to this place where so many French and Americans died, for Americans very far from home. In a sense, this too is our ground zero.
Most Americans will remember the outpouring of sympathy from France right after September 11th. Le Monde newspaper famously ran the headline, "Today we are all Americans." But that waned over time, especially after the war against Iraq began. Retired Marine Fred Six from Lawrence, Kansas, has come to the opening. He says he hopes the strong emotional impact of this exhibit will help the U.S. regain some of its lost support in Europe.
And Europe, having sustained so much destruction from, you know, the Hundred Years' War and Joan of Arc right on through World War II, now a child, say, from Cannes or elsewhere in France can see these destructive pictures of a major city in the world and say, well, America was hurt as well.
This exhibit makes it clear that Al-Qaeda is to blame for 9/11, but conspiracy theories are still circulating in Europe. In fact, here in Cannes, a group called Reopen 9/11 held a parallel event the same day. Organizer Pascal Lafosse was here at the official memorial handing out flyers to promote his gathering. He says Reopen 9/11 wants another independent investigation into who was behind the attacks.
Officieuse, la CIA, envoyé des avions dans les Twin Towers.
He says unofficially, the CIA sends planes into the towers so that the U.S. can declare war on Afghanistan and Iraq. Imagine that for a moment. Is it acceptable? No. But is it imaginable? Yes. Lafosse says the world owes it to victims and their families to know the truth. But the one survivor of the 9/11 attacks who came to this exhibit says he doesn't want Lafosse's help. Keating Crown was seriously wounded in the North Tower and made it down 78 floors just minutes before the building collapsed. He dismisses conspiracy theorists as fringe thinkers.
I think that family members and friends have you know, are still getting over, maybe they'll never get over, but are still working towards getting over the loss of their loved ones. And to throw this other message into their thinking when it's just so clearly not true, it's not productive. And I think people should think about it a little bit more before they start sending those messages around.
The 9/11 exhibit will likely stay here in Cannes at the D-Day Memorial for several months. If it's successful, it will visit other European cities. For the world, I'm Jerry Haddon, Caen, France.